This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is on vacay. I hope I can handle it. I've got the whole show. The pressure's on. Listen, I got a very special guest, motivational speaker, interesting story. He actually spent time in prison, and we'll get to that. Help me welcome Cedric Dean. Cedric, how are you today? I appreciate it.
I'm doing just fine, sir, and thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming out. So you want to talk in particular today about rehabilitation when somebody's been incarcerated, rehabilitating them, and then getting them back out and becoming a productive member of society, correct?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I want to talk about. It's something that's very personal to me because at the age of 22, I was sentenced to life plus 5 years in federal prison for selling crack cocaine. So, you know, the judge told me if you die and you come back to life, you still got 5 years to do. But I had a rehabilitation mind at that time.
So you were 22, and this must have been, what, a third conviction for selling crack because it was three strikes, you're out, right?
No, actually, it was... Crack cocaine, a lot of people are not familiar with it, but there was a 100-to-1 ratio between crack and powder cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so happened to fall within that war on drugs at that time. And I decided to represent myself, and I went to trial because I was saying the crack and powder were the same drug.
Right.
And the trial penalty at that time for me was life.
Wow,
and
okay.
That's ultimately what ended up getting changed in 2009. The Congress decided that what I said back then in 1996 was correct. So my sentence got reduced three times, actually.
So how much did you actually serve? How much time?
22 years and 11 months, sir.
22 years and 11 months. You sold crack cocaine. Obviously, that's not a good thing. But is that it? Were you violent in any way?
So I used to rob drug dealers.
Okay.
Never robbed anybody, when I say innocent, never robbed any stores, any big. The only people I used to rob was drug dealers, and I didn't have no actual violence in the case, but it was pretty much just the crack.
Okay.
Because of the crack law and the penalties for crack at that time.
Okay. Did you do crack, too? Are you on it or just selling it?
No, I was just selling it. The culture that I grew up in, you know, being young and not really having a father figure in my life, it really impacted me to the point to where, I was looking for something, and then I found that in the streets around the guys that I was hanging around.
Okay.
And you prison changed that for me.
I can imagine. Well, you grew up where?
I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
And, you know, the amazing thing about it is growing up in a family, you know, my mother, she always, single parent mother, took me to church and everything. But the blessing was that I knew a power of faith. When I walked in that prison door, you know, I had the faith. My mother said, devil's a liar. You're not going to do life in prison. So reentry for me started on day one. I walked into that prison and I took advantage of all the technology that they had. You know, they had companies like Secure Technology that actually provided emails, phone calls. That's the only thing that stopped me from losing my mind.
Right.
Being able to have access, you know, to technological means to stay connected with my family. I mean, you know, and for me, I got in the law library and I fought really hard. And the guys today, they got it easy because, you know, they got the Secure tablets and they got the emails and the phone and the law library. They got all of that on in rehabilitation or reentry service. They got all that on the tablet. We didn't have that.
Right.
So, you know, today I just really, you know, try to make guys that's in prison reentry ready instead of recidivism ready. That's all I'm committed to.
I think that's a fantastic way to look at it, and I could not agree with you more. We've got to do something with the folks who are in there. We've got to try to keep people out of there, first of all, but once you get in there, I guess you've got to try to figure out a way where when they're going to get out, they're productive members of society. And I want to get to that in a second, but if you don't mind, I'd just like to go back, because when you were walking into that prison with a life sentence hanging over your head, I mean, how did you even maintain hope? Especially considering, you know, there's no parole. Where was the hope in that case? I would think that you had to be as depressed as possible.
Well, I tell you this much, sir. My family, and I thank God for having a praying mother, my family, through the technology, it really kept me connected. That's where my hope came from, being able to, you know, have email. At first, it was very depressing because it took, like, you know, 3 weeks to get a letter. But once we started getting emails, I'm talking to my mother daily, I'm talking to her on the phone, emailing, and that's where I was on the street. My mind was on the street, you know, so I never accepted my sentence. And I got in there and I educated myself to every rehabilitation program they had available. And then I started teaching. Then I started writing books. And I was able to publish 20 books from prison. So, you know, it was just not having that mindset, you know, that most of the other guys in the prison had. You know, and being able to use all the means of technology that was available so that I could stay connected.
You wrote 20 books in prison?
I wrote books like How to Stop the Children from Going to Prison, How to Save Our Children from Crime, Drugs, Violence, wow. How to Stop the Killing. Because you might not, and this is crazy, right? But I grew up in prison listening to Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Mark Levin.
Right.
And people used to tell me I was crazy, right? But I learned a political philosophy. I learned about politics because I wanted to understand the way the government works. You know, Sean Hannity's man on the street and knowing who the vice president was and all. That's the type of stuff that really groomed me and helped me understand, you know, who I am today as an individual. And it helped me understand the way that politics and government work. And that's what, you know, it's like once you got that enlightenment, then you want to say, you know what, I want to give back to my community. I want to enlighten others, and that's what I did with my book.
Again, we're talking this afternoon here to Cedric Dean, motivational speaker. And you can go to his website, cedricdean.com. Obviously, I'm sure he's got books for sale if you want to grab some of those books. I'm sure you can get that there. And he's here today to talk about rehabilitation. When folks get into prison, how to get them out, how to get them ready to be productive members of society. But one more before we get into actually the mechanics of getting somebody ready to be released out into the real world. So you had mentioned that you had a great mom, but no dad. And that seems to be the constant in families where kids kind of go off the rails, right? No dad in the household. How can the folks who live in these communities, how can you keep these dads in these houses to be better role models for the kids?
Character education. That's what I realized when I was in prison that was lacking, because you had a lot of individuals who had a mother that was on drugs or a father that was missing in action. So they missed the character. They wasn't able to get that instilled with where you might get it from a church. So we have to have more mentoring programs, and we have to teach these kids the character that they need. You know, especially in these African American homes, just 70% are with a single parent mother. My mother worked three jobs, but I had all this free time on my own to just be out doing whatever. You know, so you have to find things for your children, for our children to do, and that's what, you know, I do with my motivational speaking as well as my programs that I do. And it's just amazing, you know, and the impact is astronomical. We had three little girls whose mother just died of a drug overdose. Their father was already dead. Hmm. So 2 years ago. So, you know, the only hope that they have is us. You know, who's going to go in there and teach that little girl how to be a young lady and not end up on the streets prostituting themselves and stuff like that? So the community has to step up, or we're going to pay the cost, you know, later on in incarceration.
Cedric Dean, have this sort of recurring theme on my shows, and that's personal responsibility, and you can make your life whatever you want to make of it. Now, some people start in better places than others. Some people, you know, maybe grow up in or are born into money, and they live in Greenwich, Connecticut, and they are very whatever, wealthy, sophisticated. Their life is a little bit different, but it's certainly different than somebody who's growing up in Baltimore or somebody who's growing up in Chicago, in the inner city of Chicago. But everyone has the ability, if they are smart enough, determined enough, work hard enough, to make their way in the world. Would you agree to that, or do you think I'm off my rocker?
You are spot on. I mean, one thing that the government asks for all of us to do when we're arrested is to accept responsibility for the action. It took me a long time to realize that I needed to accept responsibility, that I had actually been a cancer to my community. And that's why, you know, today I'm committed to making children job ready instead of jail ready. So you are dead on, and it starts with us, looking at us and seeing us the way society sees us. I had to see myself as an animal to understand, you know what, I have to change. I can't blame it. I can't say, you know, this whole system, the man made me. No, it was a mindset that said, you know what, I made a choice to go out and sell crack. I made a choice to put a gun in my hand and rob crack there. And only I could make the choice to change and stop doing it. So I can't blame nobody else. So you're dead right, sir.
Cedric Jean is his name. Cedric, I got to take a quick time out. You mind sticking around with us for just a little while? We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more. Again, we are talking to motivational speaker, former convict, spent 22-plus years in prison. And we'll continue that conversation after the break. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need. relief to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Cedric Dean, CedricDean.com is the website. Let's get into just a couple things as far as rehab for people who are coming out of prison. So you get, you know, a 10-year prison stint. What kind of programs, Cedric, make people better when they come out? Is it teaching them like a trade, like plumbing or carpentry, or is it better just giving them a college type of an education, et cetera? What do you think is the best option for some of the folks who are in there?
So you have companies like Securus Technology that has a tablet. And on the tablet, it has all of the reentry resources, like the program called Lantern, where you can get an actual associate's degree. So it's being able to take advantage of all of these available programs. And they have programs like Khan Academy, Khan Light, where you can actually learn all of the soft skills that you need to become, you know, reentry ready instead of recidivism ready. So it's about taking advantage of all of the available programs. Myself, I helped over 400 people get their GED. It was a matter of me being able to meet them where they at. You know, a lot of these guys, they was drug dealers. So they're like, man, I don't understand no math. And I said, well, you know what? You sold an eight ball, didn't you? What's an eight ball? It makes the prison safer and it makes society safer because they're ready when they get out. That's what I did. Today I own my own business. I own a recording studio. You know, and it's amazing to be able to see what those business classes that I took, you know, that was available on the tablet could do for me once I returned to society.
So there is hope then after somebody gets arrested. There is a light at the end of the tunnel as long as somebody wants to make their life better.
Attitude is the secret to success. You have to have the attitude to say, you know what, I'm not going to go back out into society, but I'm going to take this program that I do, and we have a program called R3. And what this program does is it helps offenders take in the initiative to put in the writing their criminal history so that when they go to an employer, the employer is just not seeing charges that he committed, but they actually has a narrative that explains the background and the remorse and what efforts have been made to rehabilitate one. You know, so these are the type of initiatives and selfishness, because it has to come from you. You know, mind over matter type thing. So I definitely, and then being able to have, see, this is the stuff that people don't really focus on. They don't think about when you get out, if you don't have a J-Pay release card, which has a bank account. Because when you go and try to get a bank account straight out of prison, you're going to have some problems. A lot of times you don't even have your documents. So, you know, having a company like J-Pay that already has that for you, and then you're able to go out and try to get a job, but getting a house is a whole different thing. Because a lot of places, they will take your $50 for an application, but won't even tell you that they don't allow extra felons to live in that area.
Right.
So, you know, you have a lot of barriers, so you have to really take advantage of the resources that's available on the tablet so that when you get out, you automatically know. They got a thing called JobView. And on JobView, it has every available job in the community. But we have to take the initiative to look at those jobs, send it to our family members over the email, and then let them know, hey, go find this, go look at this job and tell them I'm about to come home and I want to get this job. So it comes from us.
All right. I want people to go to your website, CedricDean.com. But before I do let you go, can you give me a couple minutes on this chaos that's going on in these cities across the country?
Well, one thing about it is, you know, when you, I stand and I say, okay, in my reality, and it's just Cedric Dean, I'm seeing over 90% of African Americans killing African Americans. This is my reality, what I deal with on the street every day. I'm trying to save these kids from killing each other. Now, at the same time, you know, you have the problem that's going on with the police, but that's less than 1%. Less than 1% of the people are killed by the police. So what I have to focus on is the 99. But at the same time, what I've learned, because my first job when I was released from prison was with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. I became a mentor for the police department going into the schools. And I did that because I went to the police chief and I said, you know what, if I ask you to help me, to let me help you incarcerate our youth, you'll give me the chance to do that. But I want to help save. So I seen that the police department had 59 social programs. So now what, when you hear like defunding the police and all this stuff, some of those social programs, let's pull some of that back and let the police be more on the police side. But it seems a crazy message when you say it, because some people just hear, okay, well, if somebody robbed or raped my little child, who am I going to get to handle it? So the reality is we need the police. And I don't apologize for saying that. You know, do we need police reform? Absolutely. But we need prison reform just like we need police reform. But we need to reform our minds and take more responsibility. So that's my take on it.
Cedric, I'm completely out of time. I got to run. I can't thank you enough. Cedric Dean, motivational speaker. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, the president holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies.
I will keep you jobs in America, and I'll bring rioters, looters, violent extremists, anarchists. We will bring them to justice. That's what we're doing right now. We have over 400 right now under arrest. These are bad people. Over the last 3.5 years, we've secured America's borders, fixed our broken trade deals.
Well, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent part of his Thursday in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
People are beginning to see, because of COVID, who the people are out breaking their necks and risking their lives to keep them safe in their homes.
Biden and the president visiting Kenosha after the mayor there said he would rather not have either of them in town. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right.
alongside Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Sponsor of this segment of the show is OptiVita. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. And it just builds my immune system, man. And there's got to be a reason why I don't take a flu shot. Never had a flu shot in my life. OptiVita Nano Silver Sol is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. And for me, it's not just silver. It's just part of an important program. I take mega doses of vitamin C, and if I feel a cold coming on, I'll triple my silver, and I'll triple my vitamin C, and I'll triple my probiotic, and I'll triple my garlic, and I'll triple my zinc. So, I mean, it's part of my nutritional program, but OptiVita Nano Silver Sol is a foundation, an important part. They have more than 50 patents, 50, 5-0. OptiVita Nano Silver Sol is the leader in new silver technology. They've got a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. You know how much I believe in silver. So I put together this Root Silver Bundle. There's been a lot of misinformation in the media about silver. You get a free book on the science of silver when you buy the Root Silver Bundle, and you've got to get silver into the right places for it to work. So they're going to give you three silver applicators, a free spray bottle, a free dropper bottle, a free fine mist nasal sprayer. All of those free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com, because they got 50 patents. Patentedsilver.com, or go to toll-free number 844-5-SILVER. Call 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-toll-free-5-SILVER.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, special guest joining us from the Heritage Foundation, as well as being a columnist for the Daily Signal, and his latest piece is out right now. You can see it up on Fox News' website. D.C. committee recommends changes to Washington Monument, Jefferson Memorial, and other historical assets. They want to change the names of all of the assets in Washington, which is just flat out insane. Jarrett Stepman is joining us. So, Jarrett, break it down.
I think it's an incredible slide that we've seen. That, you know, just a few years ago, we were talking about historical figures like Confederates and things like that, how we've landed on founding fathers, how we've landed on really the heroes of the American Republic. All must go, I guess, apparently, for this radical movement.
It's really remarkable how these really left-of-center individuals have taken control of this insane narrative. I'm sitting there scratching my head saying, who thinks like this?
Yeah, you know, it actually somewhat abuses me. Part of the thing that they were saying is that figures like George Washington don't reflect the current values of Washington, D.C., which honestly isn't all that far off the mark, I've got to say, where we have rising crime and higher levels of anarchy in the city, where we have mobs harassing diners, insisting that they join their movement.
Right.
I don't think George Washington would be particularly happy with those things. But, you know, I think where this comes from, and I don't think this generally comes from the American people. I think there's this idea that this is some kind of grassroots bottom-up movement, some kind of swift cultural change throughout America. I think this is really being imposed by America's elite cultural institutions. It's coming, of course, bubbling initially from academia, but we've seen how it's essentially, I think that the America's corporate world, and I think obviously the media in this country that has generated what they see as a cultural revolution. This is a revolution by the elites in American society, I think really against the will of the American people. I think there are a lot of Americans right now, they're stuck at home, they're watching TV, and they're seeing sort of the unquestioned advance of these ideas that are set to repudiate not just individuals from America's past, but all of America's past, down to 1776, the founding fathers, the very basic things that make America what it is. I mean, that's where I think that the radical of this movement really shows itself.
So I'm looking at a tweet from Tom Cotton, which is embedded in your story, which essentially says, hey, D.C., they're not your monuments to remove or rename. They're America's monuments. And like you had said, Christopher Columbus, Ben Franklin, Andrew Jackson, Thomas Jefferson, George Mason. I mean, they want to just rewrite history. You being down there in Washington, if Kamala Harris is walking down the street and she sees a group of these anarchists forcing, let's say, a middle-aged housewife to raise her fist in the air, otherwise they won't let her eat her lunch in peace. What do you think she thinks of that?
You know, I really don't know, and I think there's a kind of cognitive dissonance there. I think that this idea that, in some of the arguments from this commission saying that, well, these figures or these names make people feel unsafe or unwelcome. Well, what do the mobs and what does the violence make people feel? Well, how does the average business owner in Washington, D.C. feel right now, where they don't think that their property can be protected. They have to put signs out in front saying that they support these movements for fear that they're going to have their windows smashed and their livelihoods ultimately destroyed. You know, that's such a mentality of this. I mean, it really brings up, I mean, you know, people talk about the 1619 Project and the rewriting of American history, but this is really starting to become the Year Zero Project, where essentially nothing from the past is acceptable. Everything must go. Everything must be destroyed. It has to be shouted down. It has to be canceled. They have to use brute force, essentially, to get their way. And amazing that this is all happening in the nation's capital, a city that demands right now that it be allowed to have statehood in this country, which I think is quite an incredible demand. The same city that's trying to destroy or get rid of the Washington Monument demands that it have equal representation in the Senate. I mean, it's quite unbelievable.
So I think it was the book 1984, that said that, you know, getting rid of the monuments, getting rid of the past, essentially. Everybody wants to simply live in the present. So there is no past, right? It's just now. You live for now. And who wants to live like that?
Well, you know, I think it's a merciless attempt to be. For many of these, they see this kind of, you know, utopic future where essentially all their ideas that are, of course, constantly evolving are hold sway, and that, frankly, nobody will be able to observe the past or think about the past because the past often brings complexities to our own life. It makes people have to reflect and have to observe about the reality of some of these radical movements. And I think that's why they need to make it go away. They need to erase history because it adds complication to, I think, their very simple narratives of oppressor versus oppressed, which I think really drives this movement. So I think what they want a reboot. They want a year zero in which they can reshape the world as they see it without the complications that history and human nature and all these other things, these other complicating factors, present for them. And that's why I think this movement, does lead itself toward totalitarianism, toward a system of ideas where it's simply my way or you're going to be crushed, you're going to be smashed, you're going to be shouted down, and you're going to be erased. And I think that's a very worrying thing in America that was based on the consent of the governed, the freedom of speech, and all these things that were, of course, initially set in motion by the Founding Fathers, by 1776, and these things that these radicals want to erase and replace.
Jared Stepman is our guest, Heritage Foundation and writer for the Daily Signal. So the Black Lives Matter mural is okay. Washington Monument has to come down, right?
That's exactly where we are. It's a sad thing, especially when you talk about George Washington, a uniting figure in American history. In my opinion, one of the greatest men, not just in American history, but all of human history.
Agreed.
Created a republic that has grown from 13 colonies at the edge of the world to a great republic, really the hope of mankind. And the fact that Americans in 2020, who many of whom have had things so good in this world and have so many benefits of living under that civilization created by Washington, want to erase him from history, people who have no accomplishments of their own, I think is really an indictment, not of Washington, but of ourselves, but of our own time.
What do you think the percentage of people out there who believe what these lunatics believe down in across the country, not just Washington, but across the country, you got these folks taking down statues and monuments everywhere. I want to take them down. What do you think? 10%, 5%, 8%, 12%, 20%? Is it that high? I mean, how many people do you think fall into this category?
You know, I think when you talk about the general American population, I think the numbers are very low. Unfortunately, I think where the numbers are highest are among the youngest generations of Americans. I mean, the recent polls have shown that there's nearly a parity among young Americans thinking that the Founding Fathers are heroes and villains. It was lower for villains, something like 31-32%, but that's far too high for me. I mean, frankly, and that's, I think, the disturbing trend that we see is that you have younger generations that have no longer been raised with the kind of informed patriotism I think of the past, and many of them are adrift. They have no idea what to think of the founders until they see something on TV, they see a movie, they see something that turns them against their country and against the things that ultimately, you know, gave them such prosperity. I mean, all the things that we have in this country are ultimately built by those who have come before us. It's been our job to carry on that tradition and make ourselves better, to create a better future for ourselves. But we're too busy right now tearing down our own past, which I think is a sad thing, especially as rivals that very much do not represent the values of the United States, like communist China, rise in this world, what's going to be the counterweight? The United States unable and incapable of even defending its very self, its very reason for being. I think it's a very disturbing position.
Jared, I know folks can read you at the Daily Signal, but where can they buy your book?
You can find my book at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, really any major retailer. You can also check out my work on my Twitter, which is at Jared Stepman.
Jared Stepman. Sorry, buddy, I got to run him out of time, but thank you as always. Check him out. All those places he just mentioned, and in addition to that, you can go online, heritage.org, and see for yourself. My name is Lee Elsie. My contact info is pretty simple. It's my name at gmail.com, but you want me to spell it? I'll be happy to do that. L-E-E-E-L-C-I radio at gmail.com. I try to get back to each and everybody who sends me an email. You take time to send it my way. I will take time to try to respond. Sometimes I get overwhelmed. It takes me, you know, if not a couple hours, a day or two, but eventually we try to get back to everybody. And I love talking to folks across the entire country, so I really appreciate that. Everybody out there listening on this great radio network, all the great stations, again, across the entire country. I can't say enough about each and every one of you. Chris, pushing the buttons, doing a great job. I've got to take a very quick timeout. Please, 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 please don't go anywhere. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection. And that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as 200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
It is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Final segment here. Before we run out of time, we're going to talk about the world of guns. Guns, guns, and more guns. He is the national board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and a media spokesman for the Second Amendment, our pal Mark Walters. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me back on.
Listen, people are breaking records. They cannot get to gun stores fast enough. Guns are flying off the shelves. I mean, people are scared to death, right?
Well, yeah, they should be scared to death. I mean, all they have to do is look around what's happening, and they are. People have a right to defend themselves.
Anyone out there who might be lukewarm on Joe Biden, he wants to confiscate your guns, correct?
Well, what Biden's done, and just because I speak about the topic, and because I'm a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, don't take this gun nut's word for what I'm about to tell you. Simply go to Joe Biden's website and read it for yourself.
Right.
We've been saying that the dog whistle for the left has been, well, we need Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. I'll give you real examples. Just about 2 weeks ago mentioned if Donald Trump was serious about the gun crime in Chicago, he could start with universal background checks. Now, she's stupid enough to believe that criminals are going to go get a background check. I think the rest of America has figured out that criminals don't get background checks before they steal your crap. And I think most Americans are smart enough to figure that out. But what universal background checks are is a dog whistle. And here's why. Because universal background checks, Obama's own Department of Justice found, don't work. The reason they don't work is because the government doesn't know where the guns are. Now, when you go to a state like Connecticut, where you had to register your so-called assault weapons, virtually no compliance in the state of Connecticut to this day. And as far as I know, zero arrests as a result. It's all dog and pony show with these people. So if they're serious about universal background checks, then about a year later, you're going to hear, hey, we have to register these guns because we don't know if anybody's complying with that. That leads to registration. If you go to Biden's website, you will see step one, two, and three. Number one, he wants to eliminate the future purchase of all, quote-unquote, assault weapons. And he says while Congress is working on that for him, he will then use executive authority to ban the importation of them. Then his next step is to treat every semi-automatic rifle, they call it assault rifle, if you want to know what that is, it's every semi-automatic rifle. You simply have to look at what they did in New York, what they did in Washington, what they did in California. Your Ruger 10/22 is considered an assault rifle in all three of those states. What they want to do is treat those under the National Firearms Act, which means they want to treat it as a machine gun. You have to pay a tax stamp, and you have to register your what they will call an assault weapon or a weapon of war. There's your universal background check right there built into his platform. Then what they want to do is issue a mandatory buyback. Now, a mandatory buyback is confiscatory. It's confiscation. It says you're either going to register these guns with the federal government under the terms of this contract here, or we're going to mandatorily buy it back from you. Well, you can't buy back what you've never owned. But those three steps are banning, universal registration for what's already grandfathered in, and then confiscatory buybacks. Don't take my word for it. It's right on Biden's website. Those three steps are three out of about 20 that are listed on the page. I would recommend everybody read it at joebiden.com. It's under the title Joe Biden's Plan to End Gun Violence, right? It's back on his website. Believe it.
Mark Walters, the media spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. Switching gears a little bit, let's talk about Kyle Rittenhouse and the fatal Kenosha shooting. How did you see this?
First of all, as a parent myself of a 16-year-old son and a 17-year-old daughter, you'll never hear this conversation in my household. Hey, honey, watch Ryan today. Lindsay and I are going to strap on our AR-15s and go to a riot. You're not going to hear that conversation in my house.
Right.
Now, having said that, the media is making a lot of this about, you know, this kid crossing state lines with a gun, et cetera.
Right.
The more news reports that come out on this, that apparently the kid works in Kenosha. He was asked to be there to help. It doesn't make any difference. We can debate his presence there all day long and come up with good points on both sides, why he should have or shouldn't have been there. The fact of the matter, he was there, and he was there lawfully. And when you look at every video, everything I have seen, he was 100% absolutely within his right to defend his life. He was being attacked by a mob. And I can tell you and your listeners right now, if 5 people, 6 people, 8 people, 10 people, 12 people are chasing me with skateboards and throwing firebombs at me and getting close enough to me to kill me, I'm going to use the firearm I have on my hip as well. Okay? We have a right to defend ourselves through what's called a disparity of force, which is more than one person attacking us. And it was also known that the kid who he shot, blew his elbow off, gave him a .223 canoe in the middle of his arm, was also carrying a gun and was trying to blow his head off. His buddy admitted that the kid defended himself and said he was sorry he wasn't able to kill the kid first. So it's a mess. Should he have been there? We can debate that all day long. Everything I've seen, this kid was 100% correct and right in the law of defending his life, and I'll support him 100%.
All right, Mark, I know we're just scratching the surface, but I'm completely out of time. I got to run. Show is over. Chris, great job. Wayne will be back on Tuesday. My name is Lee Elsie. It's been an honor. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.